Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been on my mind a lot lately, the transition to passive income and the ups and downs of making that shift. Picture this. The sun is setting, painting the sky with beautiful shades of orange and purple. I was sitting on my porch, savoring a cup of coffee, when my phone buzzed with a notification. It was from my accountant, and to be honest, it made my stomach drop. My transition from active to passive income streams was not going as smoothly as I had hoped, and it was quite a wake-up call. You see, a few months back, I had confidently taken on this journey, thinking it was the perfect time to switch gears. I had spent years juggling multiple active income sources, from consulting work to freelance projects, and I knew the importance of building a sustainable, less labor-intensive revenue stream. The constant hustle was taking a toll, and the dream of financial freedom through passive income seemed like the perfect solution. But there I was, right in the messy middle, feeling surprisingly vulnerable and unsure of my next steps. It all started last January, when I read an article about the key differences between active and passive income. The idea of earning money while I slept was incredibly alluring. Who wouldn't want to relax on a beach while their bank account just grew? But what's interesting is, I soon discovered that transitioning isn't as straightforward as it sounds. It's a marathon, not a sprint. The statistics are pretty sobering. Recent financial studies show that only about 25% of people who try to build passive income streams meet their initial goals within the first 2 years. I remember chatting with Sarah, my business partner, about the idea. "Are you sure it's the right time?" she asked, clearly skeptical. "We've got a lot riding on our current projects, and the market conditions in 2024 are still pretty volatile." And she had a point, but I was optimistic. I said, "Think about the potential, Sarah. We could start with something like real estate. I've read that maximizing passive income with rentals is a solid strategy, especially with the housing market trends we're seeing. Interest rates are finally stabilizing, and there's still strong rental demand in our area." She nodded, though a bit hesitantly, and we decided to give it a try. Our first step was investing in a couple of rental properties, a duplex in an up-and-coming neighborhood, and a single-family home near the university. The numbers looked great on paper, fascinatingly so, but reality hit us hard. We quickly underestimated the management demands, the constant tenant issues, and the endless stream of unexpected repairs. My active involvement was far from over. In fact, a recent survey suggests nearly 40% of new landlords significantly underestimate the time commitment involved in property management. Between late-night emergency calls about broken water heaters and dealing with difficult tenants who were consistently late on rent, I started questioning the timing and honestly felt a bit frustrated with myself. The learning curve was much steeper than I had anticipated. Property management involves everything from understanding local tenant laws to coordinating maintenance schedules, screening potential renters, and handling security deposits. What I thought would be a simple matter of collecting monthly checks turned into a part-time job that demanded constant attention and problem-solving skills. Then came tax season, and it blindsided us. The complexities of managing taxes for both active and passive income streams were overwhelming. We hadn't anticipated how different the processes were. Understanding things like depreciation schedules and qualified business income deductions for passive activities versus the straightforward W-2 income tax is a whole different ballgame. The depreciation alone, calculating the modified accelerated cost recovery system for our properties, required hours of research and consultation with tax professionals. I found myself buried in paperwork, struggling to get a handle on it all, while simultaneously trying to maintain our existing business operations. Amidst this chaos, a friend suggested I look into diversifying my passive income streams. He pointed me towards an article on beginner strategies for building passive income. It was eye-opening, and I realized I had put all my eggs in one basket, real estate, and that was a critical mistake. The conventional wisdom about diversification isn't just theory. It's a practical necessity for long-term financial resilience. Market downturns, regulatory changes, or sector-specific challenges can really impact concentrated investments. So, I decided to pivot strategically. We explored dividend stocks, focusing on established companies with consistent payout histories and strong fundamentals. We also investigated peer-to-peer lending platforms, though we approached these with caution given the higher risk profiles. And even digital products like online courses, based on our existing expertise in business consulting. The learning curve was steep, no doubt, but the potential was undeniable. Each income stream required its own set of skills and knowledge. Understanding stock market analysis for dividend investing, evaluating borrower risk for P2P lending, and mastering content creation and marketing for digital products. Slowly, things started to fall into place. The key, I discovered, wasn't just diversification, but a granular understanding of cash flow timing and how it impacted our strategies across different asset classes. Real estate provided monthly rental income, but required significant capital and ongoing management. Dividend stocks offered quarterly payments with minimal maintenance, but were subject to market volatility. Digital products had the potential for scalable income with lower ongoing costs, but required substantial upfront time investment in creation and marketing. Looking back, I realized the transition wasn't just about the financial aspect. It was a profound lesson in patience, adaptability, and humility. I had to admit to Sarah and myself that I had jumped the gun. Timing truly is everything when it comes to significant financial shifts. The emotional roller coaster of watching rental income fluctuate, dealing with market volatility in our investment portfolio, and managing the stress of multiple income streams taught me more about risk management and personal resilience than any business school course ever could. So when is the right moment to dive into passive income? Timing is absolutely crucial, and it's more nuanced than most people realize. From my experience, it's vital to assess your current financial stability, understand prevailing market conditions, and most importantly, gauge your personal readiness both financially and emotionally. The Federal Reserve's recent policy adjustments have created both opportunities and challenges in various passive income sectors. I'd strongly advise having a steady, active income foundation that covers at least 12 to 18 months of expenses, plus additional capital for your passive income investments. Consider starting with smaller, less capital-intensive passive ventures to test the waters. Perhaps beginning with a high-yield savings account or a small dividend stock portfolio before moving into real estate or business investments. Don't rush it. Build a strong base first. The most successful passive income investors I know spent 6 to 12 months educating themselves and building their financial foundation before making their first significant investment. And what about the sneaky pitfalls of transitioning to passive income? Overestimating the ease of passive income and underestimating the initial effort required are, in my opinion, the two biggest traps. Many people imagine passive income as this effortless process, but the truth is, it often requires a significant upfront investment in terms of time, money, and learning. You may face unexpected challenges and need to adapt your strategies frequently, just like I did. I hope sharing my journey gives you some clarity and maybe even a bit of inspiration. Remember, patience and persistence are key, and while the road might be bumpy, the potential reward of financial freedom is worth the effort. Thanks for tuning in today. Until next time, take care and stay curious.